Good morning.
We have a visitor here. Spanish language. So, buenos dias. Sorry, my computer just ran out. Okay. Topic today is, do you love me? There are times my wife will ask me, do you love me? And she gets annoyed if I answer it improperly. So if you go to YouTube, you can see a lot of wives or partners telling their loved ones or their husband, I love you. And the husband is busy with his cell phone. Excuse me, I love you. And they get upset. We as parents, we also felt bad if we say I love you to our children and they don't say I love you back. I grew up in a family in the 1970s where I love you is not a common statement. Their statement of I love you is that you need to study hard or be careful about how you spend your money or you will be great if you work hard. So that's their love of I love you and how they say it. 2 weeks ago, I went and joined with my son and daughter to give a short message to a newlywed couple, advising them to love each other till death, to be true to their vows. And they should always wear 3 rings, engagement ring, wedding ring, and suffering. Because suffering is part of married life. And there's no excuse. Suffering is not an excuse for separation or divorce. Suffering is part of how we live as husbands and wives. We suffer financially, we suffer with our health. So we stick together. Even, we get serious with our health. We suffer psychologically because of disagreement with couples. But there's a secret for a longer, stress-free married life. You just say, yes, dear. Go wash the dishes. Yes, dear. So it's stress-free. You make your life longer. Of course, it's just a joke. In the Bible, there's a hyperactive, impulsive man within Jesus' circle. And he was asked, do you love me? Of course, he got irritated because he was asked not only once, but twice, and thrice. That man who once walked on the water, that man who boldly declares, you are the Christ, that man who promised, I will never leave you. And his name is Peter. Now imagine the way in his heart, the guilt, the question that lingers in his mind. How could I say I love him and then deny him? Jesus suddenly shows up in the shore where a fire is burning and the bread and the fish are being prepared. Jesus looked at Peter, not to condemn him, not with anger, not with rejection, but to restore him. And he has a simple, piercing question in John chapter 21, verse 15. Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? Thanks, Brother Les, for reading those verses. For every denial, an opportunity is restored. And this is the heart of Jesus. He's not looking for perfect people. He's not looking for people who have a perfect life, but he's looking for people who love him.
So true Christianity is all about relationship. It's a relationship with God. Brethren, sometimes we act like Peter. We sang, "I love you, Lord." But do we really mean it? When we lie, when we cheat, when uncomfortable temper arises, when we lust, when we are more generous to our family but thrifty to God, when we couldn't discipline ourselves in terms of worldly pleasures, when we engage in materialism rather than spiritualism, we love the world instead of loving His word. Remember the person question, "Do you love me?" When we as followers of Christ doesn't set an example to our neighbors, we've been with our neighbors for many years. When we are with our co-workers, family members, relatives, and even to our own church members. When we keep silent about our faith, our Christian values, when we are embarrassed or afraid to evangelize. We have heard that a while ago during the Bible study that it was played to us. And spread the love of God in a democratic country called Canada. A country that is land of the free. Do you think we are as guilty as Peter? Yes, we are guilty of that one way or another. Loving Jesus is about returning to Him again and again, no matter how far you feel you've gone. Some or most of us here know what it is like to fail Him. We prayed you wouldn't fall back into that sin, but you did. You promised you'd stay faithful, but life got in the way. You said you love Him, but your action didn't match your words. But Jesus still asks the same question today. Not to shame you, but to restore you. Think about another moment. A woman enters into a room full of religious people. People who think they have everything together, but she doesn't belong to that room. She knows it. Everybody knows it. And then she falls at Jesus' feet. She didn't speak. She just wept. Her tears fall in his feet and wipes them with her hair. She pours out expensive perfume. Valuable one. Costly one. And the room fills with judgment. "Why should Jesus allow this?" they whisper. But Jesus sees what they don't. In Luke 7:47, He says, "Her sins have been forgiven, as her great love has shown." You see, when you understand how much you've been forgiven, you love differently. Her worship was not polished, it's not proper, and was not put together, but it was real. And Jesus received it. Some of us think loving Jesus means having perfect prayers, you know, perfect words, and perfect lives. But real love looks like this. It looks like tears when no one else is watching. It looks like choosing Him when it's hard. It looks like getting back up after you fall again and again. The truth is, we love Him because He first loved us. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. Before Peter has ever failed, Jesus knew. Before that woman ever walked in, Jesus saw her. Before you ever made your mistakes, Jesus chose the cross. And that's love. Not a distant love. It's not a conditional love. But a relentless pursuing sacrificial lamb. And today, Jesus is not asking for your performance. He's asking for your heart. Not half of it, 50%, not part of it, but all of it. Matthew 22, verse 37 says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Not 50%, but 100%. So let me ask you personally, do you love God, him? Not just in words, not just in the church, but in your daily life. Do you love him when it costs you something? Your time, your finances, your relationship? Are you willing to carry your cross? Do you love him when no one is watching? Do you love him enough to follow him fully? Because one day, everything will fade. Your popularity, your success, your possession, your reputation. And you can realize that when you experience it, when you're lying in bed and incapable of standing up, when you're in a nursing home where nobody cares for you. Let today be a return, not to tradition, but to relationship, not to routine, but to love. Hear his voice again. Do you love me? Like Peter, you can still say, Lord, you know everything about me. You know my failures, my struggles, my imperfection. But I do love you, and I want to follow you for the rest of your life. Of my life, sorry. Use me for your glory and honor. So, Ellis, Dan, Hector, Colin, Mike, all of us who claims to be followers of Christ, a voice is calling. Do you love me?